Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, I don't know when we bring on our guest later on the show whether we'll be talking that much about Slidegate. I think right now it's like between several forum threads or topics on the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com. We've got, well, one has 1,300 messages, hundreds of others, possibly several thousand messages still talking about the same old subject, Slidegate, Roswell Slides.
Well, I have an announcement.
Let me hear the announcement.
I visited the Montezuma's Castle, which is almost within eyesight of my house, and I talked to one of the rangers there who printed up a press release for me that has to do with this, what we think is this particular specimen of a two-year-old child, very desiccated, as we know. If the information that I'm getting is correct, this particular artifact, if you want to call it that, or body, was on display here in Camp Verde at a small museum and was, I guess, appropriated by Native Americans. I'm not sure. There's still some question in my mind of who actually has it right now, but I have a direct line to the spokesperson who knows this, who is also Native American, and I think is the curator of the small museum here at Montezuma's Castle. And my friend Clifford Mahudi, who's full-blood Zuni, for many years did the Washington, D.C. two-step, and is very, very well-versed in the laws pertaining to the rights of Native Americans when it comes to the remains of ancient Native Americans. And he seems to think that he might be in a position to gain access to this particular mummy and do a cursory examination of it before it is buried, which is imminent. They're going to be interning this body very, very soon. It's still, it's not buried yet, from what I understand. And Clifford seems to be confident that he will be able to do some sort of side door effort to gain access to this body and put this whole thing to rest once and for all, so that we have, you know, with no shadow of a doubt, at least as best you can, you know, trying to do something based on a photograph and trying to match the body in the photograph with the actual, physical remains. And Clifford is offered to do this, to help us put this whole fiasco to bed once and for all. And hopefully that'll be the end of the thread.
No, the reason it was, you still have people who are going to say, well, this was a secret government experiment to see how people would react to some kind of story about alien bodies. But you know what? That's nonsense. It seems to be the chance of a chance of a chance that this thing took off at all. So I don't know where they come up with that.
I've been doing a bit of work on the background here on this, and I do have a source that worked at Mesa Verde who has made an effort with the personnel there to manually go through the records of all human remains that have ever been on display at Mesa Verde, and they don't show up. This particular body does not show up in their documentation. So we're starting, I think, to winnow this thing down and zero in and drill down on where this body came from, where it is now, and I think it's important to at least ascertain to the best of our ability that these are human remains and this is a non-issue. And if Adam Du knew about this prior to these big announcements and his documentary and this whole Cinco de Mayo affair. This is it sounds to me like it's a pretty cut and dried case of fraud, and it really saddens me, and I think it just drives another nail partially into the coffin of ufology if things like this are continued to allow to happen, and the public is allowed to be duped and bilked out of possibly millions of dollars. I'm so tired of this already.
There's no way it's ever going to disappear. Especially now when we have the conspiracy theories where we have Tom Carey and Don Schmidt still going out, implying there's traction, not just getting off the train saying, you know what, maybe we went a little too far, maybe we accepted too much. No, there's got to be some massive conspiracy here.
I don't buy that. Sorry.
Well,
sorry,
I don't buy it either, but I just wonder why they're doing it. Because it has to come to a stop. And a little bit later, when Alejandro Rojas joins us, I'm going to ask him when he went out to the Contact in the Desert event.
You mean the circus in the desert?
I know that Kevin Randall has written several blogs at a different perspective, several posts saying this is going to be the last one on the not Roswell slides, which is what he calls them, because they never really established a connection with Roswell, even if there was something to that mummy. Well, he's run several of those articles already, each of which gets dozens and dozens of responses from the same group of 8 or 9 people. I'm among them, all right. So we're going to have here the endless or never-ending story. It will go on forever. And then after another 10, 15 years have gone by, well, guess what? We'll come up with something else. Something else we have, by the way, is a second radio show. Did you know we actually do another radio show? I'm not talking about the Tech Night Out Live, which is the technology show that I do every week. I'm talking about another show Chris and I do called After the Paracast, which is, as the name implies, we do it after this show, and we kind of catch up. We comment on things. Occasionally we have a guest. We never predict what After the Paracast is going to be like because it is unpredictable. Sometimes it's just me and Chris talking about different subjects. Sometimes we bring on a guest, as we did, say, a couple of weeks back. We had Curtis Collins, who's a member of the Roswell Slides Research Group. Uh-oh, we've mentioned that all over again. The point is that After the Paracast is going to be politically incorrect. And there's only one way to get it, and that's to join the Paracast Plus. You go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We've got a special deal going right now. If you join the Paracast Plus for 1 year or more, we have a 1 year membership and a 5 year membership, we'll get you a free copy of the ebook version of one of the best books on the paranormal out there right now, Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters. From Chris O'Brien, his paradigm-changing book, the ebook version, if you join up for a year or 5 years of Paracast Plus. And one more thing, we give you the ad-free version of this show, higher quality audio. And we've got better equipment here, better software to get a better quality take, better quality audio right from the master tape. How about that?
Yeah, and this offer is not going to be around for much longer, so you better act now.
Right, because Chris is only making available that free book for a limited time. He's going to call me one day and say, Gene, you know, I can't do this anymore. I'm giving up royalties. I'm giving up income to do this, but I want to see as many people as possible join up with Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And if you go for a year at $50 or 5 years at $175, you get Stalking the Tricksters from Chris O'Brien. What we're going to get in just a very few moments now is the one, the only Alejandro Rojas from Open Minds, and he is one wild and crazy guy, or something like that. He's a cool guy with a lot of cool ideas. And when we had him on a few months ago, he was one of our favorite guests. I also learned that he lives 5 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
In the better neighborhood, not this one. This neighborhood we don't want to talk about. I mean, people have looked up this place in Google Maps, and they have been shocked at what it is. But he lives in a much better neighborhood because he works for Open Minds. Alejandro Rojas is coming up next. We'll ask him about the whatever it was in the desert, about Slidegate, and lots of other cool stuff with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at ondecklending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, we have Alejandro Rojas from Open Minds. As I was mentioning before, he lives 5 minutes away from me in the good part of the city. Although he doesn't stay there that often, I think because he senses the stench from this neighborhood. It just comes his way, yeah. And he just doesn't want to get a whiff of it, right?
Ouch, Gene.
There are some sketchy parts of Mesa, Arizona. In fact, when I moved here, you know, I'm in kind of the University Tempe, and everybody said, oh, stay away from Mesa.
That guy Steinberg lives there.
Yeah, he'll jump you. He'll shank you.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. He's got a reputation of being a shanker.
Well, you know what? I come from a neighborhood where I think they used to do that. Because we had Murder Incorporated in that neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York, back
in the
30s. Yeah.
Albert Anastasio.
Well, I come from the ghetto, too, in Denver. You know, I come from a place called Globeville. It's pretty rough there right now, although it's getting gentrified, from what I understand.
Well, regular people can't move to the area I grew up in, Brooklyn. Well, actually, I lived a number of years at Newport Street off Amboy Avenue, all right, near Hopkinson in Brooklyn. And I remember a few years after I left, it looked like a combat zone. But a lot of areas of Brooklyn are coming back. Let's come back to this, okay. Since we had you on the show a few months back, some wacky things have gone on in the UFO field. And one of the wackiest is what we call here Slidegate. And I know maybe you didn't use that term, but we'd like to have it patented here. When did you first hear about what some people call the Roswell slides or the not Roswell slides?
I heard about them quite some time ago, actually, maybe even as far as 2 years ago. I heard rumors. You know, in this field, you always roll your eyes when you hear something, too, because so many times, of course, like us, we've been in this field for so long, we're just extremely disappointed, this incident being no different, by when someone makes a claim that's exciting and then it doesn't pan out like this did not. And so I heard rumors of these possible pictures of an alien, and those rumors remained until, what was it, about a year ago when Anthony Bregaglia started posting all of this stuff about how he knew more information about the slides. What's interesting is when that did happen, I then emailed Kevin Randall and Don Schmidt, and I said, what's going on, the Roswell Dream Team? You guys are working on these pictures. Is there anything you want to share? Randall kind of said, I don't have anything to do with it. I don't want anything to do with it. Don said, don't trust it, all the rumors that you hear out there. Even though a lot of what Bregaglia said way back when turned out to be what the slide researchers, you know, revealed just in February when they announced the whole May event.
So there we are. But based on what I'm hearing now, after apologies were made, Schmidt and Carey are still supporting it somehow.
Well, this is the hard part. I mean, they are standing by their scientists because they have a couple scientists. They're Spanish speakers, so I'd assume that Jaime got these scientists. And in fact, you know, I have to email Don today about this, and I'm going to make this argument, is that, first of all, there are people who have already done work to get comments from more credentialed scientists and anthropologists. Philip Mantle, for instance, sent me some quotes he got from some very credible people that I included in my story, where these are people who look at mummies on a regular basis and they're like, this is a mummified body, end of story. When I had talked with Adam Dew about that, and he said, well, they just make a quick judgment. They're not giving us details as to why they make that judgment. But you know what? They're qualified to make a quick judgment. So I can see that. Jaime is arguing, and Crew now is arguing, that their scientists say there's more evidence in these photographs to show that this body may not be human. First of all, you know, with all apologies and due respect to all of the group, that's ridiculous because these are just photographs. I mean, you can't do any sort of physical analysis of these things. They're just photographs. Second of all, you know, Jaime does not have a good track record of getting scientists to give him good information. Jaime had scientists argue that a squirrel monkey carcass was not a squirrel monkey, and that this squirrel monkey was extraterrestrial in nature. When it turned out, you know, with further analysis to be, guess what? Surprise, surprise, a squirrel monkey, which is exactly what it looked like. So, okay, you're using Jaime scientists say that squirrel monkey's an alien, and now Jaime scientists are saying that this mummified body with now a placard that says it's a mummified body, that obviously is in some sort of museum and certainly not any under high security, is an alien. Well, you know what? Those scientists suck, to put it bluntly.
Well, you know,
Alejandro. They're ridiculous, and I don't see how, you know, their word really holds much weight.
Well, you know, that brings up a really important point. It's been almost a month since the event, and I have seen no attempt to translate from Spanish into English the actual presentations by Jaime scientists. What's up with that? We have all these Spanish-speaking people that are aware of this story. Why hasn't somebody been supplied with a transcript in Spanish to go ahead and put an English translation so that we can once and for all see exactly what these guys said? Because as far as I'm concerned, you know, you can tout scientific appraisals all you want, but if they're in a language that, you know, a lot of interested people can't read, why not get it translated so that you can support this claim for at least the mass audience here in the United States who are English speakers? I mean, come on. I mean, it's a simple translation from Spanish into English. I mean, you could probably even do it, Alejandro, if you were given a transcript.
I would use Google Translate, but no, you make an excellent, excellent point. Bryce Zabel makes this point. Bryce Zabel, I'm sure you guys have had him on the show.
Oh, yes.
Great guy. And he is really upset, and most his whole angle is, because he's worked for CNN, he works in Hollywood, that this is, among other problems, has been a PR debacle. It's how you do things exactly wrong. And what's frustrating is this group is getting upset. Oh, you guys aren't focusing on our information. Well, you all aren't sharing your information. If this would have been done correctly, just from a PR standpoint, I mean, they screwed up. They should have had materials ready for the American media, for the U.S. media, so that when they had their event, they have a press packet. Who hasn't heard of a press packet, for God's sakes? We have press packets at our conferences where they can hand this to the media with information, making their arguments, so then it can be, their word can be included in the conversation out there. But they didn't do that. So what are researchers supposed to do except for go to experts themselves, research the material themselves, because they don't have access to what the group is supposedly has. And so that's what happened.
And we can get into more of that. Mm-hmm. In our next segment, Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds joins Gene and Chris talking Slidegate. You're in the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Way, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
With Gene and Chris, Alejandro Rojas joins us. We're talking about Slidegate, about the study released where they claim that this body must be an alien for whatever reason. But the thing that even started me worrying about it before we saw the photos that looked like they were made in a museum showing a mummy is the tenuous, extremely tenuous relationship of every step of the way from the time you find the slides in a box to the time 10 years later somebody decides to do something with it. Everything is so tenuous.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I could see the arguments for that. And really, this is what's, you know, I think I'm one of the only guys who's been able to interview Adam Dew. I got to meet him because he came to our conference. We were supposed to have meetings and talk a little more back then. We just didn't have time. Once we saw one of the leaked photos, we had zero interest in talking about the slides at that point because another problem is that they look like a mummified body in a museum. I think that's one of the biggest hurdle that they have. Adam Dew is a real straight shooter. He's real down to earth. You know, he's real, believe it or not, hopefully he'll do some more interviews maybe, and you guys could have him on the show. Because he just tells it like it is. I mean, he seems to be a very honest person, just not as savvy around, like, careful investigation and research, which is really Don and Tom's role. But then again, in their defense, all they can do is advise.
Right, but I think they could have taken more due diligence. I think they accepted too much. I know nothing about Adam Dew except he apparently makes documentaries. I don't know what he knows about this. But what does he tell you about the connection? I don't see any connection that any of this suddenly leaps to being a possible alien body that might be from Roswell. That's a leap I can't make. I could never make. How did he make it?
Before I get to that part, I wanted to talk about the timeline piece. And one of the reasons, honestly, and Adam Dew is honest about this, that it took so long is he wanted money. He was looking for money. Of course, that sounds bad, but he justifies this by saying, I've spent a lot of money researching this case and getting experts, and I just want to at least recoup that money. That's why I'm looking for someone to offer me money. He said there was a prestigious scientific magazine that wanted to do a story, but I turned them down because there was no money involved. He said, I don't know what you think. Maybe I made a mistake. And I told him, I think you did make a mistake, because as we researchers know, this is a field where you spend money. You don't make money typically. And, you know, you spend the money to get the research done, and then you share it with people in the best platform possible, not necessarily the platform that's going to make you the best money. And, of course, he had problems with the route he went with Jaime Maussan. As far as the alien, yeah, I mean, he said that he just feels that the images, and he's careful the way he states it. He says, the image looks like what we've been led to believe in the media what an alien looks like. That's the way he puts it. And most people, when they look at the picture, tell me that looks like an alien. And so that's his argument. He just feels that it looks weird, and I don't think he really did know what the placard had said. Again, this is just a layman out there. He's not a UFO expert. A UFO expert, I would think, would be able to see that the picture is a museum and not a secured location or anything, and be able to see that this isn't something of substance, at least for people researching UFOs and ETs and stuff. So he just genuinely believes that. I asked him, you know, a lot of people are saying it's a mummy. What do you think? And he said, I just don't see it. He says, I've gone around and looked at pictures, and I don't think it looks similar. I think this looks different.
You know, I'm hearing here a guy who sounds to me totally clueless. I'll leave it at that. He may be totally sincere. He may have been taken in. Whatever it is, he's clueless.
I agree with you, but that's the UFO witness. That is the alleged contactee witness. That is the alleged abductee witness. Having investigated for this for a long time, these are regular people. These are laymen. They're not always the most intelligent. Not, and you guys probably know this, not all people understand science. They don't understand credibility. They don't understand the importance of having source material. They just don't understand all of these concepts. And so he's, I think, a typical witness, not necessarily, just does not like us researchers.
Right. My problem is not with him as much, and he's entitled to want money if he wants it, but with Tom Carey and Don Schmidt. I think they should have known better from the get-go. And even the ways they supposedly did due diligence, like they mentioned something like sending this thing to Adobe to examine the placard. And I don't know what they did, because Adobe is not a place that does analysis of photos. Adobe Systems is the publisher of Photoshop. So if you want an expert in Photoshop to analyze photos, there are thousands and thousands of skilled graphic artists, photo editors, and others who can examine something like this, experts at image recovery, who could do something, but you don't send it to Adobe Systems. And where is the letter that shows this? Who from Adobe allegedly looked at this and said, we can't figure out what the placard says, whereas we have the Roswell Slides research group that did in a few days.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, I agree with all of this. And it is hard in that I know, because I've been in this situation where at least I know Tom and Don had their hands tied a bit in that. You know, you have to follow the lead of the witness. The witness decides, or in this case, the slides holder, they decide what's going to be done where and what's going to be released by who. And so your hands are tied a little bit, and all you can do is advise. And unfortunately, especially with someone who doesn't know this field, they had, you know, I think three main advisors. They had Tom, Don, and Jaime. And Jaime, you know, to a normal person, they might not know that Jaime's not a really researcher or investigator. He's more of a showman. He's going to be looking at how do we sensationalize, how do we make this a big dramatic story. So that's going to be what he's a TV guy, TV producer,
and you're
not
being
the investigator. Yeah,
you're being kind. Well, one thing that I mentioned in the pre-segment before we had you on, and I mentioned a new development based on the work of Dave Rudiak, who has looked into the Palmer Collection, who was the private collector who allegedly ended up with this particular specimen. What we found out is that it was possibly put on display in the town that I live in, here in Camp Verde.
Oh, wow.
And I went down to Montezuma's Castle, and I spoke with some of the
which is where it was found, right near where you live.
Well, I'm not sure. I think it may have been found in Mesa Verde, but then it ended up in the Palmer Collection. And
We do know now it was found at Montezuma Castle. We actually have an account.
Well, if that's the case, then I think that we have a very good chance of actually, with the help of Clifford Mahudi, who is very well versed in the laws that are on the books. You know, he worked in Washington, D.C. for many years and is quite up to speed on the Antiquities Acts and because of the Kennewick Man, how that's changed. He is going to be making an effort to gain access to the body, which has not been buried.
Are you sure about that?
I'm almost positive at this point based on the information I have. And if that's the case, you know, they're either going to quickly bury this or we're going to be able to get Clifford to somehow get through the side door on this. And I'm hoping to gain access to this particular small mummy. And if that's the case, and we can, with a certain degree of certainty, establish that this is the body that was photographed, then that will put this whole thing to rest once and for all.
That would
and
be
I don't
great.
Care what Linda has to say, what Jaime has to say, what Adam has to say. If that body is proven to be the one in the photograph, end of story.
Well, I already think it's end of the story, and I don't care what they have to say about it anymore already because I think it's so case closed at this point. But even though they keep making noise, and I'm reticent to do any more work on this case, even though I keep getting pulled into it because the Roswell group, I talk with some of them, and they, you know, we've been in communication. So I have done some work along these lines, and it may be helpful to you. And I hadn't thought of Clifford. That's a great way, even the Navajo Rangers to get help.
Let's do our break here, guys, and we'll get into this.
Yeah, and I got to say one thing.
We got more to come about this, trying to, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's about Slidegate. Alejandro Rojas with Gene and Chris, and you're in.
What is the name of the show again? just kidding.
The Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, trying to do the last due diligence about Slidegate, because I see that every effort to stop talking about it is not going to succeed.
Well, you know, there's one thing, Gene, that nobody has brought up, and it's like one of those forest for the trees no-brainers. If this slide is from 1947... and it's showing this particular desiccated body that's obviously been dead for a long time. Well, is there something wrong with that picture? Then there's no connection at all to Roswell, just based on the condition of the body and the claim of a 1947 date. I mean, that right there, in my mind, ends the conversation.
That is so funny that you say that, because I felt like a complete idiot a few days ago. When, and I think it was the MUFON Facebook forum, and some lady, just some random older lady came in there and said, pretty much what you said, has anybody thought that if this slide's from 1947, that body obviously has been dead for a long time, so it can't be from Roswell? That is a great point, and I feel like an idiot for not thinking of that before, and nor have I heard the Roswell Slides group or anybody really mention that, and I wonder if that question has been posed to Don and crew, you know. It's a great point, but I wanted to get
obvious
back
to me.
So we do have, and I have a link to it in my story, an article from something like 1896. It's an article, or no, it's from 1940, sorry. And it is written by S.L. Palmer. And he tells the exact story of how they found the body and how they found it in Montezuma's castle. But then, like you mentioned, there are some stories about how the body was at Mesa Verde and then also at the Montezuma Castle Museum. I emailed the National Park Service and had some conversation with their anthropologist where he said he didn't know a lot of information, but he would do some search. He did go check with a colleague, and then he got back with me and said, I'm sorry, we can't share any more information about that body. And the reason I'm guessing is because, and they're tight-lipped about these bodies that they have returned. So essentially, just for your audience, even though you guys have probably covered this, that a lot of these bodies, I mean, S.L. Palmer talks about how they were just going on vacation and then they decided to do some excavating so anybody could go to these ruins and take junk out of it. And that's essentially what they did, and that's how they got this body. But in the 80s, you know, the Native Americans, the Pueblo Indians, the ancestors of the Anasazis wanted all those bodies back so they could rebury them. They did win. The National Park Service gave back their bodies in the late 90s, and supposedly they were reburied. That's why many assume that this body was also reburied, but perhaps it wasn't, like you said, Chris, because they're not giving information about the details of this body. And
well,
I guess
there's
one
a press
of the reasons.
There's a press release out that does talk about it a little bit, which was given to me
really?
Days ago when I went to the castle.
Oh,
the castle is just down the road from my house. I mean, I
right.
go to the top of my hill and I can see it.
Right. Right, which is so interesting that it's right here in our backyard. But one of the things that I guess they don't do is even talk about the bodies because they feel that it's disrespectful even to talk about them. So I'm sure especially some of the people who are more sensitive about this in the Native American community are probably not very happy about the whole discussion at that level as well. But like you said, I mean, if we could find out more, that would be interesting. I think it's all interesting, but I mean, you know, we've talked about it. First of all, one of the things, you know, when people started getting upset with me, I started getting emails from Jaime and Don and others when I wrote my story when it was case closed. And they were like, why didn't you include our science? First of all. And second of all, well, that was their main argument. But the issue is when you look at the picture, the layman, and this is why I think so many people are so upset. When you look at the picture, even as a layman, it looks like a mummified body in a museum. And I think people are like, what the heck were you trying to tell me this was an alien for? And so when it looks like that, I think the question in people's mind predominantly is, how could you think this is anything other than a mummified body? And that's the question that I think these guys have to answer, that they're reticent to answer, that they're being very, I think, aloof about.
Yeah.
That's
and how much
argument.
Money did this whole fiasco generate for you?
That's another great question. And, you know, I know some behind the scenes. I even know some numbers. But I'll tell you what, the person who, as far as I know, possibly Adam Dew and group made a decent amount, but Jaime's the guy, you know, that the money went to. He says he lost money on the whole thing, but he's changed his figures around several times. If there were really 6,000 people there and another, let's say, maybe 1,000 people, possibly even, they said, possibly 1 million people looking at the stream online for $20 or whatever it was, then you know, that's a big figure.
Well, you know, unless you get an audit, which he doesn't have to deliver if he's not a public corporation, unless there is some kind of public disclosure, you know, he can say anything he wants. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. He can say anything he wants, and still it's going to be what it's going to be. The thing that bothers me, in addition to the fact that it looked like a mummy in a museum, is if you had a real alien body that you recovered at Roswell or any recent time, you wouldn't stick it in a museum case. You would have it in a secured area and also find ways to protect people from possible alien viruses. I mean, that would be like job number one, you know, get out the hazmat suits and everything.
Right. Not according to Linda. That's an alien body was put out there just to see if people would notice what it was and end of story.
Oh, sure. I can believe that. You know, that's also part of it there. Linda Moulton Howe, and I think Whitley Strieber's back on this kick now, that that thing is all a secret plot from someone to test our reaction to the presence, a secret plot to convince people that this is an alien body to test their reaction. I mean, really?
Yeah, I mean, Whitley Strieber was one of the first guys to come out and say, this is a farce, this is terrible, what's going on here? And then he did this interview with Jaime that totally changed his mind. And he did this interview with Jaime and Linda Howe with this really wild idea. And I'm sorry, but this is really, really bad. This is just really silly and ridiculous. And this is the kind of thing that really just, I think can makes the mainstream or the average person think that, you know, that this community is ridiculous. Because by that logic, any strange thing in any museum could be extraterrestrial or alien, and it's the government trying to put it on display to, I don't even understand why they would want to do that, but I mean, the danger of, like you said, if they were to do this to contaminating people or some sort of contamination, but also the danger of the object getting stolen, the danger of somebody, a scientist saying, this is weird, I'm going to do a DNA test and find out that it's weird. I mean, I don't know. And the other problem is best case scenario, I think this body's probably normal. I think these scientists are just really inept. I think they've proved that. But even if there are some physical anomalies, then here again, we've got the Greer now alien body. We've got a human body that has some sort of abnormalities, but it has nothing to do with, you know, aliens or UFOs.
Yeah, where do you think the Adam Dew idea probably came from?
It's a good question, and there are lots of similarities. But, you know, one difference here is that at least Jaime's scientists are standing by their theory that, you know, this thing is abnormal and non-human, where what was really difficult about the Greer situation was that his scientist was saying that this thing is unequivocally, this thing is definitely human, and Greer kept going around saying, no, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, which was really frustrating, he would say, no, I'm sorry, you don't understand what he said. Here's what he said. No, he said it very clear in uncertain terms to several media groups. This is human. So at least you don't have that aspect, but it's still certainly frustrating. And the reason that I get so frustrated is especially Don out of this. I mean, Tom, I don't know. He's kind of in the background. I've never seen him. I like the guy, and this is means no disrespect, but not as like a lifetime hardcore researcher. He definitely has done some great work on his own and getting some witnesses and everything when it comes to the Roswell case. But Don is someone I just know better. He's a friend. I really
know
like
better
the
than
guy.
He's no better.
Yeah, and I think that's it exactly. So that's what's really frustrating. It's difficult to see him go through this, and it's difficult to see him continue to put himself in this difficult situation.
We'll have more about this and other subjects. Really, we're going to get to other subjects. I promise. Gene and Chris, Alejandro Rojas joins us. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.